I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my giggly uchi-boochies. That was a made-up word, if you didn't know.
I think we all know.
How are you doing?
Oh, you know. So funny, actually. My mom called me the other day and she's like telling me the normal like gossip with everything that's going on at home and all this stuff. And then I just like wasn't really responding that much. I was just like, yeah, yeah. She goes, are you depressed? And I was like, I don't know. And classic Italian mom. She goes, oh, well, don't be, because you want to know what? It could be way worse. People wish that they had your life. Like, there's literally zero reason for you to be depressed. I wish I had your... And I was just like,
I'd be like, well, I haven't drank water in 2 weeks, so that's probably the reason. Okay.
It was just like a classic, like, someone who's never had anxiety be like, what are you anxious about? Oh, don't be. And you're like, okay, amazing. That just fixed it.
These fucking Gen Zs and millennials and their fucking feelings. I'm over it.
But also when I get depressed, there's not like one specific thing I'm depressed about. It's just like a feeling that my body has.
Yeah. I was thinking about, do you know when something makes you anxious and then you kind of forget what it is, but the anxious feeling stays and then you're like, I want to get rid of this, but I don't even know what I'm anxious about, but the feeling's still here.
My energy healer told me that when I feel like that, because I'm a Scorpio and a water sign, I should like immediately take a shower.
Oh.
Because whenever I'm like in water, it resets my body.
She basically just said you smell.
Yeah, she's basically like, try showering more.
She's like, someone needs to tell you this. Honestly, sometimes like you're just tired from the exhaustion of whatever your mind is like spinning on.
Yes. Yes. And like, do you ever like encounter people in your life? Like the only person in my life that I really know that's like this, who's like never overthought a day in their life, has never had anxiety, and you just look at them and you're just like, what's your life like?
Your dog?
My dog.
Who's like no, that?
My brother. Like never had a day of anxiety, never been anxious about anything, never like, just like very much goes with the flow, lives his life.
A girl had the funniest TikTok about saying how guys think women are more emotional, but then showed all of the guys who play soccer and they literally get barely touched and they start rolling on the floor crying.
No. Is that not insane?
It was really funny.
They do like these acting things to like get the clock to like be going. It's so nuts.
Gary's definitely gone mad over a Yankee game before. Like abnormally mad where you're like, okay, go take a lap around the block and come back.
No, he really does. He has zero. He doesn't have a temper. Well, that's a lie.
Does he have a frontal lobe?
It takes a lot for him to get mad. Once he's mad, then yeah, he's mad. But like, It would take him days, weeks to get mad at something.
You're like, I've tried. I've really tried to poke the bear. You know how men like fall asleep so easily? Like when you're in bed with them, like you're in the middle of a conversation, then you're like, but I really think it's because they're so tired from like just like gaslighting all day.
For sure. Do you know that was the number one word like of the year? I have to sneeze.
Bless you.
Fuck you, Hannah. Seriously. Oh my God. That's so mean. Now my nose is going to be stuffy for the rest of the pod.
You know what's the worst when you're like about to sneeze or yawn and someone puts their finger in your mouth? I mean,
no.
Call the cops.
Oh my God. I love sneezing. There's nothing I love more than sneezing.
It's better than orgasm.
It totally is. I would take a hearty sneeze over having sex any day. And I think Craig knows that too, because the other day I had like a sneezing fit and I was like, and I got done with it and I was like, ah, and he goes, you love that. I know you love that. I'm happy for you.
Craig starts jerking off while you're sneezing. I just love when you get turned on. Whatever turns you on, babe.
Oh my God.
He comes in with a little feather and he starts tickling your nose. He just comes up with dust and he's like, you ready for a crazy night, babe? Dez is like, I told you how he like hates getting woken up. And he goes to bed at like 8 and I go to bed at like 3 a.m.
Hates getting woken up like in the middle of the night, not like in the morning.
Yeah, like he's like, babe, I'm going to sleep. Don't wake me up. But of course, like I'm tripping on everything possible in the room.
Yeah.
Suddenly the door has like the loudest creak it's ever had. Yep. And he wakes up from movement, I told you, because he said he's a hunter.
I just feel like he just gaslighted me on that. Like, that actually just...
It was low-key hot. Like, I literally moved my arm, and he was like, oh! And I was like, I didn't do anything! And he's like, sorry, I'm a hunter. And I'm like, well, you've never hunted literally anything in your life.
Like, you've literally grown up in Queens your entire life. You've never even seen a deer. Okay.
Wouldn't kill a fly. Yeah. Would not kill a fly, but he's a hunter. But I would be in bed with him. And once he was like, after he's like, don't wake me up. And I felt a sneeze coming. And it was the kind of sneeze that like, I knew it was going to be a good
one.
And I was like, should I be selfish and enjoy this sneeze, but wake him up? I let out the loudest fucking sneeze. And he's like, what the fuck? Like when you're dead asleep and someone sneezes, it is scary.
No, that's got to be terrifying.
Because I'm like 2 inches from his face.
I'm thinking if I've like literally ever heard Craig sneeze, like I can't even like think of like what kind of sneeze he has. I'm so self-involved.
Oh my God. What if he has like a sneeze that gives you an ick and you like can't move past it?
I don't know. He must not it like isn't even registering in my brain. I care so little that I'm like, I don't even know.
You're like, what color eyes does Craig have? Does anyone know? You're like, has anyone checked? Does anyone know where Craig is?
Where is Craig, actually? Has anyone checked?
Wait, did you guys go to a Knicks game or something?
No, we went to a Rangers game. Honestly.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was real. It was fun. But all day, we had gone out all day because I had to like get a few things at different stores. And so I was like, do you want to just like run errands with me? Then I went to Times Square to see our Express campaign.
Oh my God, so cool.
Then we like went to lunch. So we did like a bunch of things. Then I had to get like a certain amount of outfits ready for like something I was doing like the next couple of days. And I realized that like I didn't have the right shoes. And he was like, well, you told me that like you would go to the Rangers game with me. And I like, you ever like start a fight to get out of something and you know you're being ridiculous, but like.
You're a Scorpio.
You're like.
You ever just start a fight because you're bored?
But like, I was doing like a classic, just trying to like push to see like where the limit actually is.
Yeah.
Like
testing
where can,
boundaries.
Yeah, it was like classic. And I was like, Craig, like I really have so much to do. Like I have to go pick up these shoes and like you're just like not making my life easier. And I just like went on a rant for 20 minutes. But my mom also happened to be on speakerphone as I was going on this rant. And he was like, okay, like I'll just like I'll go to the game by myself. And I was like, okay, good. And then like I was literally gonna let him go by himself. And my mom was like, Paige, you fucking bitch. Do not let him go by himself. That is so mean. So then we ended up going to the game together and we had a great time.
Well, you wanted him to like be like, hey, please come to the game.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to go to the game. I wanted him to be like, stay home, do whatever you want. But he like wanted me with him. And so then I finally went. And it was fine because I ate a hot dog.
Honestly, the fact that he wants to spend time with you is like
so weird.
Such a turn off. So annoying.
No, it's so weird. Like I went in the other room in my bedroom the other night and I was doing my skincare and then I just happened to sit on my bed and I was like, oh, I'm just going to like watch some TikToks. And he came in and he was so mad. He was like, what? You're just going to go in the other room like and not come out to the couch like and hang out? I was like, it's been 10 minutes. Hop off my dick for a second.
I've taken longer shits before.
Like, leave me alone.
I do think though, because you guys are long distance, it puts more pressure that like when you are together, it's like, are we using this time the best we can? Because we're always on the phone being like, I miss you. But
Craig is long distance. I'm not.
Anyway, oh, I do want to say for the gigglers, I want to put together an episode of like best of like everyone's favorite moments of the pod.
Yeah.
And then like so everyone could listen to it one ep. So definitely like in the review section of the podcast, say what your favorite moment was and we're going to go through it and put it together for like maybe New Year's or something.
How many episodes of Giggly Squad do we have?
Over
100. We have over 100. Yeah.
It'll be like a now that's 2000s like or VH1 like best of the 90s.
I always wanted to have a VH1 special.
I met Chuck Nice. I don't know if you'd know him by his name, but I was in a room with Chuck Nice who was on VH1's best of like talking heads and I was like, hey, I'm a huge fan.
You know who I saw out at a bar?
Who? Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, the guy on Gossip Girl, Chase Crawford.
Why is he at a bar?
It was actually a members club. I just didn't want to sound like...
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, I didn't want to sound so bougie. It was actually a members club. They put stickers on your phone camera so that you can't take a picture with anyone.
What?
But anyway, I'm standing at like the bar part, standing with like a bunch of my guy friends, and he walks in. And I like froze and they were like, what's going on? Why aren't you moving? And I was like, that's the guy from Gossip Girl. Are you fucking kidding me? And one of my friends knew him and he was like, do you want me to introduce you? And I was like, absolutely not. I want him to see me and be like, oh my God, that's my wife. And then come up to me.
That's literally the TikTok when it's like when the guy from Gossip Girl walks in and Craig's next to you and you're like, I don't know that man. I do not know that man.
And they all looked at me and they're like, okay, so that's probably not going to happen.
Can I tell you a secret? I've never watched Gossip Girl.
What? Hannah, you grew up in that era.
We're friends. Or The Office.
That is your era. That is when you were in high school in New York City.
No, but you know what it is? It's like when you... But I grew up... I know that scene. Like, those girls bullied me in high school. I don't need to re-traumatize myself and watch it.
Right. I get it.
And, like, they're not even the real ones. Like, I knew the real ones.
Right. You were like, you guys have nothing.
But no, maybe I'll watch it one day. I really want to rewatch The Simple Life. I'll see clips on TikTok, and it's so funny. But now I realize, like, Paris Hilton was so in on the joke. Like, they were both so in on the joke.
So
that's why
in,
the comedy was, like, top tier.
But that's, like, reality TV. Like, everyone thinks, oh, my God, this is so crazy. And it's, like, everyone's in on the joke except everyone watching.
Yeah, except reality TV, like ours, we were in on the drama, but they didn't let us be in on the joke. Like, they like laughing at us.
Being on the joke.
Like, we had so many funny lines that never made
it. But also some people were like, this is real life. And we're like, you're kind of crazy.
No, they showed Paris Hilton doing the weather. And the guy, she was fucking with him. The guy was like, okay, can you point to the screen? And she was like, no, I'm holding my purse.
And then halfway through, she's like, this is boring.
Yeah. And then she was like, wait, can I do the other side for my hair? And then she was like, no, I wanted to do the other side. She was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, she
Paris Hilton's amazing because she changes her voice when she wants to be real. Like, she talks like me. And then she changes to be like, that's hot.
Yeah, she's created a character that everyone thought was actually her, but she was really like, no, I'm just using this character to make billions of dollars because you guys are stupid.
Also, low-key, I think it helped protect her.
Yes.
Like, because whenever anyone would hate on her, like, she got to disassociate from who she really was with her friends and family.
Yes. Yeah.
We should do that more often, but we don't have self-control.
Yeah, but I would say, like, who we are on Giggly Squad is, like, who we are.
Yeah.
And any other place that people know us from, like, they can tell, like, okay, but that's not, like, really them.
Like, yeah, they're like, Hannah's done Giggly Squad for over 100 episodes and she's never cried, so.
Okay, let's can we just get right into it?
Because wait, I'm obsessed with this energy from you.
I just have so many thoughts. I've read so many New York Times articles about it.
Let's fucking go.
Let's talk about Harry and Meghan Markle.
Because
I'm beyond torn. So I'm going to tell you how I feel about both of them.
I feel like this is like a Newton presentation.
On the first slide.
This is my thesis.
At the bottom of the pyramid, Harry. Okay, here's how I feel. Some people are really, really hating on Meghan Markle and they're like, she's so manipulative and she did this to get him and be famous and want to be private and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, who hasn't manipulated a guy to get him?
Right. That honestly bothers me the least. Like, oh, what? You're mad because she's smarter than half the people that dated him? Like, yeah, she wanted something. She fucking got it. That doesn't piss me off. I think what made me awkward when I was watching it was the amount of times that she kind of, and you could tell that Harry was upset about it. Like, she made fun of how she had to curtsy for the queen.
I saw that going viral and Harry was like,
yeah. And like, as an American, we don't understand like how important that really is in British society. So I think it made him uncomfortable.
Well, she's making fun of something that is really respected in their culture.
Right.
But also, like, they could have cut that out. Like, why did they keep her doing
that? Why did they keep that in? It's also, okay, they also just did an entire documentary about wanting to be private. You don't do a 6-part series.
Wait, that is so funny.
You don't do a 6-part series for $100 million being like, I want to be private. Now, do I think that the British tabloids are fucking nutty? Yes, I agree. Is Harry infatuated with her? Yes. Does she seem like a decent enough person? Yeah. I don't like hate her the way people are hating her. Now, I think the reason I don't dislike her as much as everyone else is because the deep-rooted Scorpio Italian in me, if I'm Harry and I know that my entire family ruined my mom, ruined her, and let's call it what it is, probably most likely murdered. Had her murdered, I'm doing every single allegedly. Thing I can to piss them the fuck off. Like, I'm marrying a girl they don't want me to marry. I'm moving to LA. I'm doing a Netflix documentary. I'm exposing all your bullshit. Harry could literally do anything and I would stand behind him.
So you're because rooting they killed for his the mom. Overall like symbolism of their relationship.
I'm rooting for Harry.
Okay, we get it. You want to fuck Harry. We get it.
I want to be the princess. Also, there are like, I think there's always two sides to every story. Everyone's saying like, oh, Meghan like wanted to date him. He saw her in an Instagram. But my biggest problem with it is that they call each other by their initials. Yep. Yep, yep. So Meghan calls him H. And I had a real reaction to it. She would say, yeah. And then like H texted me, not a no.
You know what that is? That's no. When you can't think of a good nickname and you're like, fuck it. Just use the first letter.
It's just like, we get it. You have sex with him.
Hair Bear. Horatio.
There was also a woman in the documentary and her name was Silver Tree.
Silver Tree?
First name Silver, last name Tree.
It's giving Christmas.
It's giving Christmas at Teresa Giudice's house.
I can taste the sprinkle cookies.
So there's like so many things that were like are very contradictory. They're also saying that a lot of the pictures they used of paparazzi are not pictures of paparazzi taking pictures of them.
Yeah.
So that was another thing that's like kind of weird, but also doesn't piss me off that much.
So as someone who did not see the documentary and does not have a strong opinion on Harry or Meghan, the whole concept of it, of them just being like, this is our relationship, it's giving long Instagram caption to me.
Oh my God. You couldn't have summed it up better.
Like the whole concept of it is just a bigger long Instagram caption to me. Like, we get it. You love each other. You've been through a lot. Ups and downs.
It's giving a paragraph on Instagram.
It's giving 6 month anniversary.
No. No. It's giving multiple posts.
It's giving a kissing post.
People think Craig and I broke up and I couldn't love it more. Craig's like, should we say something? I'm like, no.
It's giving saying my person in the caption.
No, 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 no. It's giving like the first time they knew they fell in love with each other and they wrote it out.
It's giving your whole profiles, you and your boyfriend.
No.
Like, that's what the what was the point of the documentary besides being like, the media was really hard on us and we love each other regardless? It's like, what are you overcompensating for? Because we know that. The media was fucking brutal to Meghan.
Brutal to Meghan. I also think, yes, there are probably some things that she's like really pissed off about, but like her whole defense is that like they want to be private, they want to live their lives. Totally, I get it. I think that you should. But like, talking to Oprah probably isn't the best way to stay private. You know, like doing a full interview with Oprah.
No, you're just and honestly, you're just opening yourself up to more criticism. It doesn't matter how like perfect you put together this interview about your life. People are gonna, like, for example, me out of reality TV, I wanted a break from my personal life.
Yep.
So like, you choose what you put out there. They're choosing to put this out there.
Right. So I think the whole thing is like a little bit weird. And I think that Meghan like did, obviously, also let's call it what it is. If you're dating the prince of anywhere, yeah, you're fucking excited about it. Like, you can't act like you're not excited that you're dating the prince of wherever in the world. Like, if I dated a prince, everyone would know about it. I would tell everyone.
You know, like, it's like Derek Jeter, my ex. Yeah. The girl he married, her name's Hannah, not a coincidence. He was trying to get under my skin. She said she didn't know who Derek Jeter was. And I was like,
such a lie.
Little violin. Like, that's not true.
Such a fucking lie.
That's like when 50 Cent said he's never seen a grapefruit before.
I even get this with Craig sometimes. People are like, oh my God, Paige was a fan of Craig before she met him. Yeah, I didn't live under a rock. I knew what the fucking show was. Are you kidding? Imagine if I was like, I had no idea who this bonehead was. Yeah, obviously I freaking knew.
I mean, I guess like, yeah, like we knew who he was, but you didn't have like a locker with photos of him all over it.
I wasn't like Helga Pataki and had like a shrine in my closet.
Oh my God, what a throwback. But also, even if you did, that's called manifestation.
Did we think that Helga Pataki was going to make it on the Giggly Squad? No, we didn't. But she is a queen. She was misunderstood. Justice for Helga Pataki, okay? Anywho, so I don't know. Am I going to watch the next three episodes? Absolutely.
The thing is also, they don't need money, or do they? Like, are they like cut off?
I think maybe they do. They made $100 million from this Netflix special.
Okay. Yeah. Put my public out there.
But here's the, yeah, that's the other thing. If Netflix came to me and was like, we're going to give you $100 million to do, they don't even have to finish the rest of the sentence. I'm like,
would
yep,
you
I'll do it.
Show your vagina on Netflix for $100 million?
Like Cara Delevingne, who just sold her orgasm to science.
I think that's different.
Donated it. Would I show the inner, like my vagina on Netflix? What's the context? Is there a doctor present? Are we doing UTI medical? No, not a sex scene.
If for $100 million.
Oh my God. I don't know. I'd have to actually, I'd have to think about it. A sex scene? A sex scene in...
Kim showed her vagina.
Okay, wait. A sex scene in like a movie where I'm playing a character and you happen to see my vagina, or I'm being myself and you're seeing my vagina.
It's still the same vagina.
No, it's not. Okay, yes. It's...
Your vagina's not like acting like her. Your vagina.
In the other my vagina's like, sorry, we're method acting right now. Please call back later.
She goes by a different name in the movie.
Craig just texted me. Oh my God. Craig just texted me. He's trying to literally do the TikTok I just did to you for The Devil Wears Prada. I'm literally texting back and saying, I already did this TikTok. Okay, here's my other thing. You see all those people posting their like pictures as like AI characters?
Yeah.
Like, I needed to stop.
I don't understand what AI is. Like, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Is it just like a teenager like painting some things and making some art and sending it to people? Like, what does AI even mean?
It's like crypto. Someone's going to explain it to us. We're going to nod and we're going to never
is that my
know
face as a crypto yeah. coin? I don't know, but it's getting eerie. Like, what this means if like everything was virtual, that's what you'd look like. Also, some people I'm like, you're not that cute. But also the bad thing about it is everyone's paying $10 for it. Put that money towards the ice mocha.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm not going to pay money to know that I don't look as good in real life. Like, I don't need that. I could use Facetune for that.
Right. I don't need, like, another filtered picture of myself.
I know. Speaking of body image, did you see Selena again? Selena and Justin, never ending drama.
No, I didn't see it.
So someone posted something in the past where Selena talked about how like Justin likes models and like she didn't he wanted her to be skinny kind of thing, and Selena commented like kind of like an emoji of like a sad face, and everyone is getting mad at Selena being like, you're egging this on. Meanwhile, all she did was post an emoji. Obviously it does right. Stir shit up, but like she's basically saying like, I don't know,
why is Justin like so untouchable during like the whole Selena and Haley thing? Like, Justin probably is awful. Like, I just feel like whenever like Selena says anything, they always like put it on like Selena and Haley, when like really it's Justin is probably awful, and I guarantee you he's awful to Haley.
That's literally the theme of Giggly Squad. Everyone puts it on the women, or like tries to pit two women against each other, where it's like, maybe Justin wasn't perfect the whole time
also
either.
Like men saying things about like women's bodies like to their faces, mm-hmm. is so much more common than like anyone will talk about. Like, I will talk about a lot of things with my guy friends and they'll be like, yeah, but like none of us would ever do that, and like no one I know would ever do that, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I've dated multiple of your friends and I'm telling you that they've said that to me before, or like they've done that to girls I know. Like, it is so, one of my biggest fights with a boyfriend was that I ate ice cream two nights in a row. Not Craig, because he's nutty, but but like that's a real thing that happened. So yes, I bet Justin absolutely made her feel so fucking shitty about her body.
It makes me like very upset. And I know, like, I have friends whose boyfriends have called them fat before.
Yeah.
You want to be around someone who is not going to make you feel less worthy when your mm-hmm. weight fluctuates, because that's called existing. Especially as, I'm sorry, when I... like, trigger warning to talk about weight, but like when I'm PMSing or on my period, I'm like legit 10 pounds heavier. Yeah. Like, our hormones, especially this age, is like crazy. Like, I'll just put on 5 pounds just from water weight because I like smelled something.
Keep this in mind. Any guy that I've ever dated that's commented on my weight at the same time, they didn't have a six pack. So that was mind blowing in itself. I'm like, wait, but you're legitimately overweight for your height. And I think that's something you should work on.
Also, any guy that doesn't like your ass when it's fat has a problem.
Oh my God. Craig loves when I'm PMSing. Like, literally loves it. I eat everything. My boobs are bigger. It's so fun for him.
Oh, I watched something that wasn't a documentary. I watched the horror movie Smile. Fun fact about Dez, he loves horror movies.
Red flag, Dez. So scary.
Classic Scorpio. But when he watches it, you know, when it's like quiet, he'll go, yeah, there's a jump coming. And I'm like, no. Okay, I don't know.
What was it on? Who's in it?
Oh my God. Well, I think we actually bought it on YouTube. It is so fucking good. It's actually the daughter of Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick.
Oh, wow.
Random.
Who even knew they had a daughter?
It's actually one of the better horror movies I've seen. Everyone's watching it. It's called Smile. And it's basically like,
I don't think I've watched a horror movie legitimately since high school, when like you would put it on because you're going to like make out with someone.
Yeah, and you would like actually miss all the scary parts.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Pat Hussey, 2007. Good movie.
I also have not watched any of White Lotus. I'm just going to put it out there as I'm...
Okay.
Because I just feel like I'm just so not mainstream.
Yeah,
just, like,
you're not mainstream. I watched all of it. I was a little bummed by the season finale, but...
Really?
I just wanted more murders, different murders. I wanted it to be more intense. The person that died, I didn't want them to die. Like, it was annoying for me. Wait, I had something else that I feel like I just watched. Sometimes I like, I really got to stop taking edibles and writing in the Giggly Squad shared note, because I'm like, read stuff and I'm just like, I don't know what I meant by that. I wrote down the difference between being dependent on your mom and being obsessed with your mom.
That's literally what I talk to my therapist about every week.
Like, sometimes I will be like, I have to call my mom and like ask her opinion on this. Not because I like have to do everything my mom says, or like because I can't like make a decision without her, but genuinely because I think she's the smartest person in my life and I want to know what she thinks about a certain thing. And if I had the same initial thought, which usually I do.
Mm-hmm. You're just like double checking. It's like
I'm double checking my work. Yes, I'm double checking my work. And I also was thinking about it the other day too, because I feel like I've had like a lot of boyfriends in the past like make me feel bad about my relationship with my parents, just because like they hated their parents. So yeah. I've always been a little insecure about it. But then I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, if my mom wasn't my mom and I met her, I would want to be friends with her. Like, so now I feel like I'm at the age where I'm like, yes, she's my mom, but how much is she really parenting me rather than just like giving me advice as like a friend would?
Well, yeah, moms can evolve into like your best friend.
Yeah.
Every now and then you have to remember like, oh, it's my mom, and like she's coming from that angle and she thinks I'm the greatest just because she's my mom.
Right.
But that's the problem. Are you not making your own decisions, and is your mom too involved in your shit, and then you're putting a lot of anxiety and pressure on her because she has to make every decision in your life? Or is she actually just steering the chaotic ship and making all the right decisions and making everything better?
Like, I will call my mom, I'll give her a situation and a scenario, and then I will say, my initial thought is, and then I'll give what I think I'm going to do, and then her response, like, if she said, oh my God, I think you're making a horrible decision, do this, would I do it? Yes. Like, would I do what she's told me to do? Probably. But, like, not all the time. But also, she is always right, and so am I. So it's like, we always think the same things.
But, like, I know there's gigglers who don't have as close a relationship with their mom or don't have a mom. And honestly, like, mad respect for them, because I'm like, wow, you just like check in on yourself make a decision and do it without consulting your mom first.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I used to not make a decision, call my mom, get her opinion, do that. Yeah. Now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, well, this is what I think I'm going to do. Let me get another person's opinion.
I also have to tell my mom everything because eventually when I have to ask her opinion, she has to know. So I can't just go about my life. I need to tell her every step.
And also hot girls forget things. So I have to tell her things so that like she can.
Yeah, they won't forget.
Yeah, so she'll remember.
But one thing I have to work on is called self-soothing. Are you familiar, mental health moment with self-soothing?
I mean, I've heard of it as like a baby, like let your baby cry and self-soothe. Is that
yes.
us? We need
it's to basically like I'll think of a crazy thought and start spiraling and I'll call my mom and I'll be like, I'm thinking this thought. Is this crazy? And then when she's like, that's crazy, you're good. I immediately am good.
Yes.
But I need to get to the point where like I get a crazy thought and I can self-soothe and tell myself, Hannah, that's a crazy thought.
Yeah.
And you don't need other people to affirm that you're going to be okay. You can tell yourself you're okay. And that's called sanity.
I do this to Sierra a lot. Like, I will take an edible. I'll sit on my couch and I'll come up with conspiracy theories. And then I'll call Sierra.
Against yourself.
Yeah, against myself. They're all fully about me. And then I'll call Sierra. I'll tell her my conspiracy theories. And she'll say, you're high. And then she'll hang up. And then I'm fine. And then I'm like, oh, okay, good. No one thinks that about me. I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Do you know how I've been doing my man on the street, aka hand on the street videos? So as a woman who supports other women, I'm like, I need to start interviewing my female comedian friends. So I've been coming up with some questions to ask the women, and I was wondering if I can try them out on you.
I would love to.
Okay, and you could pass if you don't want to answer them, because some of them are dirty.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you spit or swallow?
Swallow. I feel like this is trivia. But I didn't always used to.
Would you want them dumb and tall?
Mm-hmm.
Short and funny.
Yep.
Or weird looking, middle height and smart.
Weird looking, middle height and smart, or short and funny, or
tall
dumb
and dumb.
Well, I'm dating tall and dumb, and let me tell you.
Wait, no. Tall and poor.
Oh no.
You literally just puked in your mouth.
No, I literally threw up. I honestly would go short and funny.
Same.
I love a short king.
Same, because when they're horizontal, they're all the same.
They're all the same.
Okay, this is a good one.
Okay.
Have you faked an orgasm?
Yes. I just had this conversation with a person. I just had this conversation with one of my guy friends, and I was like, every single woman you have ever been with has faked it. And they were like, no, not me. No fucking way. Like, I was like, I'm telling you, every single one has faked it at one time or another. Yes, anyone who's saying that they've never faked it is lying. They're lying.
Also, well, every woman should win an Emmy because we're all spectacular. Do you ever have like a guy start fingering you?
Yeah.
And you just know, like, there's no way we're going to get to the finish line with this. And like, you'll give him like to the left or like a little faster. Yeah. He's not going to do it. You just know it.
Mm-hmm.
Or during sex, most girls like can't come just from the P and the V. Yeah. So you're making all kinds of noises just for the fun of it.
Yeah. Like, those noises mean nothing. They mean nothing.
Give me a fucking Oscar.
This is the theater.
Welcome I'm to exhausted the show. At the end, not from coming, but from my fucking performance.
Some I feel like are definitely more believable than others too. And okay, let me tell you this. Every single time I faked it, not one time has any guy ever been like, did you fake it? Like, so I know I'm good at faking it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and some people will be like, stop faking so they know what they're doing. Honestly, sometimes you just don't need the drama.
What
Why
am
do I need
a
the drama?
CEO of that person's life? No, I'm not here to teach them.
If you're with a guy for a long time and he's like so bad at fingering, then address it. But like if it's like a one time thing,
okay.
Whatever.
Also, people are always like, you know, how'd you start dating your boyfriend? Or like, what? Every boyfriend I've ever had is because I didn't have to fake it with them. And yeah. Everyone that I've ever said, no, I'm not dating them, is because I've laid there and been like, this isn't going to be it. I said, you're so hot, but this is not going to be it for me. Thank you so much. I've got a job. I don't have time to fake it all day with you. Okay?
I mean, job is a strong word.
Everyone's like, how could Paige have picked Craig? And I'm like, because I have a job and I have things to get to and I need to fake it with that man.
I have a podcast that I record once a week. I don't have time for this.
You don't.
Do you reach for your purse on the first date?
No. Are you kidding? No. I'm not going to fake that. Now, that's something I will not fake. I'm not going to do the polite reach for the purse thing on the first date. No. Fuck you guys. You get one thing.
Unless if the date is really bad, I'll pay. I'll like pay to be like, don't even call this a date, please.
No.
I do a reach to give them a chance to say, no, let me get this. But like that's not your energy. You're just
no.
Like, straight
up. I want to assert my dominance immediately. Like you're paying
exactly.
Kudos. Like no. You ask me. I will tell you. I have been in situations before though that like it wasn't the first date. It was like a couple dates after. I have said like, oh, I'll pay for this one. Like I'll pay for this dinner, and they've let me. Ick.
Never spoken to him again.
Never spoke to him again. Not until you're officially dating do I think. You should start paying for shit.
It is a turn off when you're like, oh, I'll get this. And he like is so quick to be like, thank God.
Craig always jokes like when we go on vacation or something, I do like my standard one breakfast that I buy. oh, thank you so much for like doing this trip. Here's like the breakfast I'll buy you. Like, and that's my contribution. Because I've just entertained you for an entire weekend. You would have never laughed. You would have never gossiped about the people sitting next to us. Like, I offered you so much to this vacation, and you didn't pay me to be here. So here's your breakfast.
Yeah, you did it for free.
Yeah.
Like, he should owe you money.
You basically got 7 Giggly Squad shows in a row and didn't pay for one of them. Okay?
I actually pulled a move on Dez that he said made him... into me or whatever, like more into me, which I like to pull after you have like a couple good dinners, kind of like what you said, you get something really cheap, like a coffee, a bagel, a dollar slice of pizza. You go, hey, I'll get this. And then when he says yes, you look at the cashier and you give them the card and you go, he always makes me pay. And then you see how they react.
That's so good. I'm going to do that to Craig.
Des was like dying laughing. And I do think it's a good test to see if a guy has a good sense of humor.
Now,
if they got weird about it, I'd be like, what are you hiding?
For my long distance girlies, the thing I did do when I started dating Craig, and this wasn't to like prove to him anything. Yeah. I would buy my flights to go to Charleston only because... it was like the very beginning of our relationship. We were flying back and forth to see each other. He was paying, obviously, for his flights to New York. I was paying for mine to Charleston solely based on the thought of if I wanted to leave at any moment, I could go on, change my plane ticket, leave when, like, I wasn't obligated because someone just bought my way to a destination. Like, I'm leaving if I want to leave at any moment.
You don't
want
to feel kidnapped.
No, the kidnapping feeling.
Unless you're into that. Unless it's a role play thing.
A kink for you, for sure. But I was like, what if something happens and I'm just like, gotta go, see ya. Like, I can easily go on my Delta app and change my flight.
You're like, what if I just want to start a fight? I want to be able to jump on a plane.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a tough one. Do you think guys want a girl who makes them laugh or just a girl who laughs at their jokes?
The latter.
Isn't that fucked up?
It's so fucked up. There's also, I saw this TikTok thing where it was like, hot girls who are funny are single. And then something else happened that, like, I forget the second part. But yes, when guys say, oh, she's so funny, it's because you're laughing at their jokes and they think, yeah, like, you're getting
when you're actually funny, they think you're mean.
Yeah. No, like, they don't. Like, it honestly took Craig a while to be like, you're really funny. Like, I didn't speak to him for a long time because he, like, couldn't understand it.
Well, it's like when you ask a girl what she's looking for in a guy and she goes, I want a guy that can make me laugh. It's like, I actually realize there's so many guys that I laugh at. But I really need to be with a guy who laughs at my shit. Because I've been with those, like, hilarious. I've dated comics. And they're so funny, yeah. But they're literally just performing, and I could be anyone. You could replace me with anyone. They want to make anyone laugh.
Yep.
And then I say something funny, and they're nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah, like, you need someone who genuinely is like, that was so funny.
Oh, like, my God. Well, that's why I like you, because you laugh at my jokes.
But you're funny.
But I also laugh at your jokes.
My dad always says, he's like, Hannah could say anything and you could laugh. And I was like, because it's probably funny.
That's why I'm with my dad. I laugh at everything my dad says. He's like, you laugh at everything. I'm like, I'm so funny. Anyway, how does an IUD work? Do you know? I think it's like a paper clip, and it gets
inserted, and it, like, then wraps around a tube of some sort.
It guillotines the heads of the sperms as it comes.
I actually don't really know how an IUD works, because I don't think doctors know how it works. Yeah.
But I do know girls are straight up will be like, they'll either be like, it was so easy, it was amazing, or they're like, it was the most painful thing that ever happened, and I started to grow an egg off the side and I had to get surgery or some crazy shit.
And I've heard girls say, like, because I've always asked, like, can you ever feel it when you're having sex? And some people say yes.
Oh my God.
And I don't like that. Yeah. And then it, like, can come untied.
Yeah. What do you do in your past when you're having sex with a guy and he comes really fast? How do you play it?
I'm thankful. I have never been one of those girls that's like, ew, ick. I'm like, oh my God, let's keep it moving. Like, thank you.
Here you go. And that was called Gorilla Grip Hannah. You're welcome.
And that's showbiz, baby. Like,
thanks for coming. I'm here till Wednesday.
Because my sick brain immediately is like, yeah, obviously I'm so fucking hot, like, you're welcome. My brain never goes to, like, oh, he has a medical disorder where he comes super quick. It's like, he's never felt a vagina like yours. He's obsessed with your face. Like, no, I'm so thankful for that man.
I love the embarrassment when a guy has to say sorry and he thinks he, like, yes, ruined your night, and you, yeah, have to be like, it's okay.
He immediately gives you the upper hand. You're like, no, it's totally fine. Like, I, no, it's so totally fine. It.
I'm gonna go jerk off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Saying jerk off is weird.
I love it for them. I love when the men get vulnerable and insecure. It's like my favorite version of them.
When they're scared.
Yeah.
Do you think blue balls are real?
I think it's real. Do I think it hurts as much as they say it does? No.
I think it's uncomfy.
I'm sure it's a little pressure. But I don't think
it's like a man with a cold.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Honestly, if you're at the point where you don't have sex with a guy, be like, cool, jerk off next to me. Like, jerk off. I'm not, like, no one's holding you hostage.
I have no problem. I have no problem if one night I don't want to have sex and Craig just looks at me and jerks off.
But even for, like, the college girlies, you know, you're hooking up and you're like, I don't really want to have sex with you. And he's like, but I will. Be like, cool. Jerk yourself off. You know how to do it. You've done it before.
Okay. I feel like we're the same in this. Like, I find porn to be so helpful because it's like another woman is taking your duties, you're sharing duties, and you're just like, why don't you go jerk off in the bathroom and like watch some hot blonde lick another hot blonde, and like I'll be you here.
You're comfortable with Craig jerking off to blondes?
Honestly, yes. I'm comfortable with Craig looking at porn because I probably have a show that I need to watch.
Like, you're watching The Hot Italian on White Lotus.
Yeah. Like, I probably have a pimple I've been dying to get at, you know? No, porn has never made me uncomfortable. They're not meeting those girls. And if they met those girls in real life, those girls want nothing to do with your man. Like, don't be insecure about it. They want nothing to do with him.
I just, like, I don't want to know in this moment my man is looking at another girl being, like, so turned on by her.
I'm going to give you something that's going to make you feel better. They're never looking at their faces. They don't. Your boyfriend could watch a porn and then you could say, what did she look like? What was she wearing? They're not going to remember. They have no idea. You think they're reading her name in the caption? No.
Wow.
They don't
I'm
know.
Like putting, I'm giving them too much credit. Yeah. See, I'm doing it how a girl would do it. Where like, you know, for me to think a guy is hot in a porn, I have to like envision that he has like a good personality.
Yeah, you gave him a backstory.
He's like going to ignore me at first.
They're not giving her a backstory. They're not associating anything from their childhood with this woman. No.
I'm like researching him on the side. I'm like, who is this man? I'm finding his Instagram. I'm finding his parents.
No.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. StoryWorth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love StoryWorth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/giggly. That's StoryWorth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. Could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the mob wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Okay, I have a final question for you.
Okay.
Would you prefer flowers or fettuccine from a man?
Fettuccine. Flowers like die in 2 days. Fettuccine, you understand me, you get me.
I like the idea of flowers, but the actual act of getting the flowers is so much admin. You have to cut the stems. You have to find a vase. You have to put it in a vase. It never fits in that vase. You have to find another vase.
I don't like that you say vase.
Oh, vase.
Vase.
Was that like chic of me saying it vase?
I don't know. I have 1,000 vases. And then if it comes in a vase, then you're like, do I throw this vase out? Because I can't fit it in where I keep all my other vases.
And then they have the little like food for the flowers, which I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. Is it a thing?
Yeah.
Seems made up.
It does seem fake.
Then I have a literal pet that I didn't ask for that I have to feed and water.
Yeah, I just think like the reaction of if someone got me fettuccine would be bigger than the reaction of flowers. Every girl, when they get flowers, it's the same like, oh my God, aw, thank you. And then you fix the flowers and then you never say, oh my God, look at my flowers.
Also, flowers are generic. Like, did you get this for your ex-girlfriend also?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Unless if you like have a specific flower you love and he knows it, that's cute. To me, like a guy getting flowers, it's like, oh, you read a book on how to treat a lady.
Yeah.
In the fucking 1950s.
Yeah. I would rather like whenever, not when I'm fighting with Craig, but whenever he's like, but mostly when I'm fighting. But like if he's ever sending me something, he'll just Uber Eats me. Like a Reese's cup or like a soda, like shit like that. Like that means more than like if flowers showed up to my apartment.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, you should totally be sending me fucking popcorn with chocolate on it. Like one day he just sent me 4 different cakes. He was really in trouble that day.
Des got mad at me the other day because I Ubered myself food and I didn't tell him about it.
Hannah.
You know, but like I was in the mood for something very specific. I wanted an acai bowl. I knew he didn't. And he was like, it was just about you should have asked me.
But what if there was something else? There were more things on the menu than just acai. What if he saw that menu and was like, oh, I'll get this from there.
But part of me is like, you have a phone.
I'm on Des's side with this. That is so rude.
But like when you're with someone and like and every meal you have to like ask them about it. I don't know. It's a lot.
You and Craig are very selfish.
Is that what Craig does?
Yes. Things will show up and he'll be like, I know you didn't want anything from there. And I'm like, well, how do you know that? Because I never saw the menu. Never got to see the menu. I don't know.
Maybe because deep down I was embarrassed. I was like getting an acai bowl at like 4 p.m. It wasn't lunch. It wasn't dinner. I was just having a random
craving.
And I just wanted to do it on the low.
I get it.
But
I'm on Des's side with this one. What if he could have gotten like a smoothie? Maybe like he had a hankering for a green juice. You never know.
One thing also that annoys me is that whenever I offer Des my food, which you know is a huge fucking deal.
Yep. Like you offer him a bite.
Like when I decide I am willing to give him a piece of my food, he always says no.
Why?
I don't know. Like, is there something going on between us?
A question.
But he'll offer me, and I always say yes. And then I go, do you want mine? And he goes, no. And it makes me feel less than.
Is it, okay, when you eat off of his, are you using your own fork?
No, he will cut me a piece and put it on my plate.
Yeah.
Gently, beautifully. And then I say, do you want mine? It's really good.
Yep.
Nope.
No.
Maybe it's a power thing.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Like he doesn't need me. Or he's the provider.
He's the hunter.
I don't know, I'm gonna get to the bottom of it because it's become a pattern and I don't like it. I called him out there. I was like, you never try it. And he's like, I just don't want it. I order what I want.
Okay, here's the thing about Des. He's such a like simple man. Like, yes, I get that. Like, he's like, no, why would I want some of yours when I ordered what I wanted? Like, he's literally so like matter of fact as a human.
Like, but for me, I'm like, yeah, I wanted this and that shit looks good too. Yeah. And now that I think about it, yours looks better than mine.
Yeah, we're like, you're all over the map. Like, yeah, you had like a small hankering for something, then it came and you were like, okay, I smelled it, I don't want it anymore, like I want something different.
Also, you know how things just taste better when they're not yours?
Yes, I do get that. Like, sometimes Craig will order something and I'll be like, damn, that looks so good. Like, I want that. And I'll eat some of it. And then, like, he will be gone and I'll order the same thing from the same place and I'll get it. And I'll be like, this sucks.
Don't want it anymore.
I don't want this anymore.
There's definitely some, like, deeper meaning behind all this. And yeah, I'm going to get to the bottom of it and I'll let you guys know.
Good stuff.
We have the holidays coming up and then we're going on tour. We did announce a new show in Durham. And we've not promoted it at all. So we're getting yelled at.
We added a second show in Durham. Durham, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We have a big Southern weekend that weekend.
Also, I have a stand-up show in Alabama. And I don't know if there's any gigglers in Alabama.
I'm a little worried. No, I think there has to be.
Well, so we'll see. I've never been to Alabama. I'm excited to go to Alabama.
When are you going to Alabama?
Early January. Check out our website though for all of the dates. We also have, we brought back some amazing merch from before that you guys were obsessed with and wouldn't stop asking for it. And Giggly Squad is not going back to Boston yet, but I am going to Boston for stand-up. So you guys can like take a fucking chill pill for a month. Just a month.
We love Boston.
But thank you so much for giggling with us, you guys. We love you so much.
Bye.